Hi, John. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Yeah, Congress does not make one step to fix this. They shouldn't. I hope they don't.
Why is that, John? Why should they just let this thing continue floundering?
No, they shouldn't make anything. They shouldn't let it continue. They got to stand firm. They got to stand strong and united, and they got to go for a complete repeal. And they'll be able to suck over enough Democrats to get it done.
Even over a presidential veto, enough to override a presidential veto, you think?
If they stand up and they recite every flaw in it, one of them being if you're a couple and you make, what is it, $662,321, your best rate you can get is $5,000 a year. You make a dollar more than that, it jumps to $11,000 a year.
Right, which is a huge difference, absolutely.
Right. Just pick every little nitpicking thing like that out there. Is preach on it, stand on the stump on it, and get these people behind you. You can get it repealed. Now's the time to do it. There's no fixing it.
I agree with you. There is no fix. Otherwise, it just continues lumbering and stumbling along. If you've just joined us this morning, we've been talking about Obamacare. The president yesterday offering a fix to the Affordable Health Care Act, saying that if you like your current insurance, you should be able to keep it for another year. And Democrats and, of course, Republicans are saying that doesn't go nearly far enough. So we're getting your thoughts on the president's suggestion and what you think should be done with the Affordable Care Act. 336-1320. Jeannie, thanks for your patience. Good morning. You're on Kello.
Good morning. First of all, if it weren't so pathetic, it would almost be amusing. But, you know, the president's arrogance, saying that we can't go back to the broken plan we had. Excuse me?
Yeah, what is this? I mean,
really? We're going to stick with the broken plan we got?
Yeah.
And then he says he's not going to, you know, he's not going to do all these other things. Let him fix it himself. The Republicans should not bail him and jump him out of this for nothing. They just let him on a crash and burn. Another thing is, what else was I thinking? I've got so many thoughts in my head, it's just exploding. I called Gnomes and Toon's office yesterday. I was just screaming. I bet they're glad they don't work for Johnson's office, because I imagine they're even getting worse calls than the Republicans are.
Oh, I've got to imagine.
Anyway, I really think we ought to throw them all out and start over with this whole thing. Thanks, Greg, and I'm sorry I'm so befuddled.
Oh, you did just fine.
That's all I was going to say.
No. You did, and we kept you waiting there a little bit. You did just fine. Thanks so much, Jeannie. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Tim. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. You know, I agree with Jeannie. They got to let this thing crash and burn. I don't think the Republicans especially should be trying to put any Band-Aid fixes on any aspect of it. I think the effect of that is going to be to let a bunch of Democrats in the House sign on to this Republican fix, go home to their constituents and say, see, we worked on a bipartisan plan to fix this for you, and keep their seats when they need to be flushed out of there. They passed this thing. They are the ones who brought it on us on a strict party line vote. I think what the Republicans need to be doing right now, I mean, confidence in Obama, trust in Obama, trust in the Democrats at this point is about as low as it's going to get. They need to be pounding the themes. I hate to say it, but they need to be generating the sound bites and memes and slogans for 2014 and 2016. They just need to be keeping it in front of the public that this law was based on lies. It was that they need to just keep playing the tape of Pelosi, you know, saying you got to pass it to find out what's in it. It was done incompetently. It was done dishonestly. They just need to be pounding and hammering that. And even that's not a guarantee that they're going to take back the Senate, say, you know. It's still going to be a close-run thing like we just saw in Virginia, where it was almost enough to carry Cuccinelli to the governor's spot in Virginia, but you had 70% of single women go for McAuliffe. And I'm seeing 75% of blacks still say Obama's great. So you got a whole lot of constituencies that you know, he could come burn your house down, and you got a bunch of people who would still come over and support him. So, I say Band-Aid fixes no way.
Yeah, Tim, I'm so glad you called. What a great call, and a lot of things there. I feel kind of the same way. Republicans didn't vote in favor of this. Not one Republican in the House, not one Republican in the Senate voted in favor of Obamacare. All of the focus now on Republicans to try and fix this is disingenuous. Anybody who's blaming or pointing the finger at Republicans and saying that this thing is failing because what they've done or what they're not doing, you're completely disingenuous. Republicans, their fingerprints are not on this thing. This belongs to the Democrats. This is a Democrat train wreck. This was a Democrat program. Not one Republican who signed on to it. So all of the talk now about, you know, blaming Republicans because they're not willing to get in there and try to fix this thing. They didn't want it in the first place. And when that's your approach to governing, and this has been the president's approach, you know, is ram it down your throat and get it done any way he can do it. Well, you can do that. But that's not leadership. That, you know, that's ruling with an iron fist. And that doesn't build any kind of coalitions. And this is why I've rejected all along all of the notion those are the sycophants who are out there saying that this guy's a unifier and he brings people together. No, he doesn't. I mean, this is the most divisive president we've seen, I believe, in certainly since I've been following politics. This is the most divisive president I've ever seen. You didn't see things like this from Bill Clinton. This is not how Bill, to talk about another Democrat that's very much beloved, this is not how Bill Clinton worked with Congress, but then he had a Republican-controlled Congress. I think a lot of people forget that. He was forced to work with Congress because Republicans were in control. I agree with you. Republicans ought to keep their fingerprints off of this thing. Hammer it, use it for the elections, get in there and repeal it. And don't give Democrats any out. It's their mess. Let them clean it up. ...853, partly cloudy and 25. It's a nice morning. Boy, a high today of 59. That's great. This portion of the Greg Belfrey Show brought to you by Kettle Land Weather Now. Trusted local weather information 24 hours a day on Kettle Land Weather Now. In Sioux Falls on digital cable channel 604. Call your cable provider and ask for Kettle Land Weather Now. If you just joined us this morning, we've been talking about health care and what to do with the train wreck of the Affordable Care Act. The president offered a fix yesterday, saying that for those who like their insurance, he's expressing concern here for those who have lost their insurance, had their insurance canceled. He said he understands why that's frustrating for people, the president said, understands why they're obviously shaken and concerned about that. I completely get how upsetting this could be for many Americans. He apologized to them who have been receiving cancellation letters from their insurance providers. So he's saying that for another year, let's put this off. To which my response is, how is that any different then? How have you lied to them any less than if you delay the lie for another year? How have you lied to them any less? You said they could keep their insurance. They can't. He's apologizing, and he's saying, well, yeah, we're going to give you one more year, I guess, before we really put the hammer down. It's so transparent as to want to get through the midterm elections. It's stunning, and it's, the arrogance here is I'm just constantly stunned. What's your take on it, and what should Republicans do? What do they do? Should they come up with a fix for Obamacare? Should they continue to push for repeal? 336-1320. Good morning, Jim. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Craig. Forgive me if my opinion echoes someone else. I've been away from the radio for an hour.
Don't worry about that, Jim. That's fine.
Okay. I don't believe the Republicans, namely Mr. Upton and probably his supporters, should try to help fix Obamacare in any way whatsoever. I believe if they do, they will assume part ownership. And with the Democratic spin machine, at some point they'll probably own the whole thing. That may be wrong, but that's my insight on the idea.
The uh, and I think there are a lot of people, actually, Jim, that agree with you about that, that Republicans didn't vote in favor of it. Not a single Republican in either chamber voted in favor of it. So now to look at two Republicans to come in and fix this thing. Democrats weren't worried about Republican votes when they wanted to build it and pass it. This is their mess. So I'm inclined to kind of agree with you that the best thing for the American people is not to repair Obamacare, but to get rid of it. My friends, we're out of time. So long until Monday, and may God bless.